Hello, everybody, and welcome to the end of Samurai Champloo Anime Club. Woot.
For now.
Yes. The end of part one of Samurai Champloo Anime Club. So yeah, for this one, we're going to be taking a look at episodes 11, 13, and 14 of the series. We were just going to do 11 and 12, as we said previously, but 12 was just a clip show. So, yeah. If you want to hear our thoughts on the previous episodes of the series up to this point, they're all up on the site.
Better to watch them one at a time than watch us comment on a clip show of what we've already seen. Which would probably be...
Yeah, and since this is a bit...
We've already seen this!
Yeah, and a lot of reused jokes only delivered without any enthusiasm. So yeah, so we decided to do just do episode 11, then episode 13 and 14, since they are part of a story arc together. So yeah, it's season finale for this one, I guess. So yeah, you have three episodes in this one. Yay for you, or boo, depending on what you think of these. You could hate us for all we know. But yeah, so we have the episode 11 up, as always, once until VOC Media Player. We have it up and paused at a minute 31. You should see a cloudy sky in the tops of some trees. And so, you guys ready?
Ready.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Rihanna joke about umbrellas. I'm not gonna fucking sing that song. Well, hi.
I get the feeling this episode's gonna be a bit heavy.
Hygiene.
Maybe it's because of all the rain.
And the fact that everything's all like washed out and gray looking.
Hooray for pathetic fallacy.
Yep. I'm just here fucking like looking for fish, okay? I'm not gonna kill myself. God. Yeah, if I was gonna kill myself, I'd be like with sleeping pills, like something quick.
Drowning hurts.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, stag beetles! All the things people bet on. I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Well, not illegal, but... Pillows everywhere! You know you're ghetto when... Oh, so he's going to be a chef.
He's totally not prepared for that.
Yep. I can't cook for shit, though. Aren't you supposed to be inside the stall?
The one that's really clearly enjoying its life, make sure it dies.
Yes. It must feel pain. You do not know how to play with your eel. Oh, okay.
Advice.
Yes. Yes. Yes, like a good... Yes, eels are much like a woman that way, too. You just pin them down and then you cut them up. You think I still got a charger for this?
Yes.
Leg roll L applies. Like, oh my god. Jesus Christ!
He can't do anything right.
It'll also fix impotence C, cure cancer, and make you 20 years younger. Grilled eel, motherfuckers! Catch it! You're gonna fuck this up so bad, dude.
I'm guessing he's been practicing all day.
Yeah. And he still can't get it right. Like, the skewers will either, like, be in too far beyond, like, an angle. Yep, yeah, see? He burned it. And she's dead. Congratulations. She just murdered a woman with food poisoning. Yeah!
She says it almost like it's a compliment.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's... You know, it is an accomplishment. And lots of horrible nightmares from all the bad food. Oh. Because. Yeah, it's a very common, like, occurrence to have your wife sold into sex slavery, basically. And I'm not being facetious. Like, this happens all the fucking time in this show. Is he? Is Mugen training his stag beetle?
Yes.
And they're gonna eat him.
Sounds like he's starting on his road to being a Pokemon trainer.
Oh, yeah. Mugen's going to be the very best, like no one ever was.
And if anybody else is the best, he'll cut their fucking head off.
Yeah. Jesus Christ! It's like a fucking zoo in here. It's like a zoo where you can fuck the animals. I'm fine. This hat is actually just painted on. You just heard what her name was, didn't you? Or is that a fake name? Now back to Beatles! You're not.
Use tackle. It's super effective.
Yeah.
Rodriguez.
Fuck yeah. The Mugen Beetle training technique. Well, that's not creepy at all. You are stalking a hooker.
Maybe.
What business? There's no one here. Just buy your dude or like kill everyone inside. Yeah. What business? There's no one there! If you don't want people staring at the girls, why have them out in the open?
For people who have money.
Yeah, then put, like, pictures or paintings or something. Or have a sign that just says, girls, girls, girls. It works nowadays. I am enjoying this so much. I love being a hooker. I totally don't want to kill myself right now. You need seed money for a beetle battle?
You have to bet something.
You can just bet yourself. Bet foo.
By borrow.
This is an oddly dark and serious episode that just, like, keeps flicking back and forth between, like, this shit and the comedy stuff with Mugen.
He's got quite a grin on his face.
Yeah.
Or he did.
If they're scratched, I'll kill you. At least the bug's training.
No, I think Firefly Man steered us clear of that one.
Yep. You want to fuck him? Yes, it is. Yep, get naked. The fact that you're freaking the fuck out about him buying a gun? What the fuck was that? What just happened? Get naked and shove your hand up my ass. I bet Jin's into some really weird shit. Like, if he actually did have sex. Probably not.
You can't keep paying hookers forever.
Yeah. It gets creepy, okay?
Especially when you just sort of sit there with them.
Yeah. You get it? That's the entire point of this character. But then when I'm happy, I start cutting. What?
It seems to me like you shouldn't really have much of a concept of divorce, but I guess maybe, I don't know, Do you really need to explain the laws to people who are there?
Yeah. Somewhere. Fuck it, I'll just kill everybody. Why wasn't the husband sold into sexual slavery? He's the one who has the debt.
Yes, but he's a person. She's an object.
My swords are in the real world. I can cut the real world. Fuck the real world. How dare you suggest iron money? Come on, Jin. Brick is everything. Yeah, yeah.
I don't care.
I am Jin, motherfucker. I'll rip your arm off and shove it up your ass. He's dead.
Why is that impossible?
Yeah. Okay. I won't be here, so you can't speak to me. And I'll kill them all. Why? It's a shelter.
That's their, I don't know, plot.
Not a whore.
Good catch.
Yep. I guess Gene don't give a fuck about his swords.
Please, he'll get them back.
Yeah. As you will soon learn. When Gene kills everyone. Oh, Mugen. Okay. Hey!
Well, how did Fugen manage to get his swords?
How? Who can tell?
A, he left them at their room, or B, she works at the brothel. If you didn't pick that up earlier.
That was the brothel? I thought it was just
no,
a bar.
No, she worked across the street at the tea house. He was just a customer there.
Yeah.
Cut him in the dick.
Yes. And thus Gene will never have sex again. Or at least for another 3 years. It seems unnecessary to throw their hats in the air.
I don't know. It's a distraction technique or something.
Why not throw them at the guy?
Actually, I think they throw them so that they could just get them off without having to hold on to them.
Yeah, but like throwing them into the air, it accomplishes literally nothing aside from getting it off. You could just throw them at the guy, so you know that way, you know, he'll move a certain way, so he'll be able to get like into a shack. That was episode 11. It's a bit heavier than we've seen in the show.
Yeah.
Just a bit. So anyway, we'll give you guys a couple seconds so that you guys can load the next episode. We'll come back with episode 13. And we're back, folks. So once again, we have it paused at minute 31 with episode 13. So you should see blackness. At least I do, anyway.
I see blackness. Well, it seems like there's vague things in the background, but
yeah, we'll see. We'll see when we hit play. Okay, you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, it's a boat.
Oh my god!
It's Captain Jack Sparrow! These pirates brought you by Target.
Sorry for my reaction there. I just realized what we're watching.
This seems like a poor strategy for taking over for like attacking a vessel. Just ram it, then light it on fire while you're still in it. Oh fuck. This guy's hardcore.
Yep.
So why couldn't that guy spit out the bomb?
You lock something in someone's jaw when it's wide enough and they can't get it out.
Well, that guy's a sailor. He can probably open his jaw pretty wide. Because of all the penises.
I get it.
Just for clarification for people. God damn it, bitch!
All those plants look an awful lot like the pot from a couple episodes previous.
Yep. What was it about not being able to walk anymore? Oh my god, seagulls! I fucking love seagulls!
So, Mugen totally just had a Dragon Slayer moment of smelling where he's going.
Well, the seed does have a distinctive smell to it.
Yes, it
and
does.
If he live and if he grew up on a
island.
Group of islands, he'd certainly be around it plenty.
Well, hello, girl. I believe you're important to the plot. And I was right.
Someone who's happy to see Mugen.
He must not have.
Hell just froze over.
I don't fucking know. Nets. Yes, easy pickings. They cut arrows out of the air. Gun. It's the fucking Edo era, and that guy's holding a gangsta style.
Yep.
Development. And attacking them.
I can imagine a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. This guy's talking too long. Mugen should just kill him. I know they have plot and stuff.
Yes,
but
that's why he's protecting us. I know, that's why he's protecting us.
Yeah. He's that badass. He was holding a sword to your throat seconds ago. Mugen gets all the honeys. As opposed to when you grew up when you were adults.
It's Japan's Australia.
Exactly.
Do you think they have a Yahtzee? Tough motherfuckers coming from there.
Yeah. Obviously. You think they have a Saxton Hale? That would be great. What's a boat? You're sitting on one.
I don't think it's big enough.
Wait, what? We're not going to take a boat. The boat will sink, because boats sink all the time. We aren't really on speaking terms.
Ormuron kill things and just sort of accept each other terms.
Yeah. We just kind of walk. Okay. Good.
Stay with Mugen?
Exactly. Ball. Well, it seems like a lovely place. A really friendly home place. Just everything so nice. Everything's in spirals. Oh, look, they're all dead. Wait, what's on the side of that boat? Forgotten it. I fucking revel in it. Flashback?
Yep.
Okay, I was thinking it might be a dream sequence because they did a very because they did kind of a similar filter for this when he was high. Those hats are stupid. Your stupid hats. See ya. Oh, Mugen.
Fuck you. I don't want you to kill me. I'll kill myself.
No!
No, he said he was going to kill himself.
Pay attention, dude. Seriously. Mugen wins. I guess he's going to lose. Just let go of the reins. Fucking horses, man. Why'd you have to kill them? Fall on his face and kill him.
Well, that's cheery.
Called it. Sup, bitches? Yep. I wear red for a reason.
Mugen's dealing with some shit right now, okay?
Hey, just chill, bitch. You could have worded that better. Want to hit them out in the water when there aren't guards everywhere. And they're more vulnerable. Mugen doesn't sneak. Yeah. Mukuro has problems, dude.
Yes. Now he can smell rain, too.
Yeah, he's that awesome. He can also talk to tornadoes and feel when the grass is depressed.
Mugen is actually the horse whisperer.
Yeah. He's also the dog whisperer. He can whisper to anything. Really. That's who he's able to train that beetle so well. He just whispered to it. Nope. I was really drunk that night. We're going to be considerably less awesome.
I don't know. I tend to emotionally abuse her quite a bit.
Yep. Also physically abuse her a bit, too. You know, but I'm feeling saucy. Look at Mugen's fucking face. Well,
harsh.
That's kind of what this entire thing, like, all these episodes have been so far. Just kind of harsh. I love this music. This is some heist-ass music. Yes, our water will get soaked.
There's food, too.
Uh-huh. Fuck Mugen. Ew. Okay, so that's a relationship.
Fucking incest and shit.
Yeah. Which for some reason doesn't feel, for some reason feels worse than what it usually does in other things. I'm a gangster, motherfucker! Bombs! Wait, what blew up? It's a trap!
Huh. Akbar!
Yep. Oh! You will respect my authority! Let's roll. Come on, Momo. Who you stay here?
I mean, we don't need any dead weight.
Nope. So that's four shots?
There's a large, long stretch of time where he could have reloaded.
Yeah, true. Wait, so he lit the fuse on a barrel full of dynamite with lit fuses?
Yes. Done got blowed up.
Yep. You can see the very concerned expression on two of their three faces. Because that was episode 13. So, yeah, give you guys another couple seconds, and we'll be back with episode 14. We're back, folks, with episode 14. So, with this one, we have it paused at 2 minutes 48 seconds. It's when the title card shows up. Well, a second into the title card showing up. Because there is a recap thing, which recaps like the last two or the last few minutes of the episode 13, and you don't want to hear us commentating over what we already commentated over. So, yeah. Episode 14. 2 minutes 48 seconds. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. When we last left our intrepid heroes, he's not dead. He's Mugen, okay?
He is kind of stubborn.
Yeah. Wow, she looks super anime there. Pepsi, he's not dead. He's in the opening for Resident Evil Part 6. Maybe Part 5. Now it's going to play in reverse and in slow motion. This person's voice is really annoying. Uh, Hi, dead person. Who are you? Who's Sasquatch there? Is that Mugen before he shaved? Oh, it's Mugen. Hi, Mugen. So is this backstory or just really arty shit?
I believe this is really arty shit.
Yeah, this is supposed to be like his life flashing before his eyes.
With an obnoxious yellow filter over everything.
That has been established as the flashback filter.
I know. Wait, did they have that when in flashback to Jin killing his sensei?
And they have different colors for different characters.
Is that a real bird?
Probably.
Yeah, it's a real bird. Just with a filter over it. And they make the bird blow up.
They're not good at drawing birds.
Why do they draw all those birds? They draw those seagulls.
They were passing by. It was quick. They probably look really bad if you do it frame by frame.
But then you had the seagulls like from the back, and there were like a bunch of them moving in one direction. Oh, hi, girl. Wait, why is the filter not green?
Because the night sky is actually a dark blue, and the yellow filter mixed with the sky's natural color makes it green.
So Mugen does remember what he said. Okay, that kind of came out of nowhere. Your brother needs to die. Get it? I think. What?
Now it's getting into the really
he's escaped.
Surreal shit.
He's escaped from Davy Jones' locker. That's a Caribbean joke. Woo! I don't know. It's death? Maybe? All the people he's killed? No, that wouldn't. There'd be much more of them.
I'm pretty sure those are his vision of death.
Just some dudes? So do the fucking ghillie suits.
It's something very tribal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that actually
did he just tell Death to stop and Death listened?
That's Mugen for you.
You know that those times when you start kind of feeling sick and you just go, "No, stop that."
No, I don't.
You're better.
Nope.
I've done that. I have done that in the past.
Sick doesn't listen to me. He's holding a gun, dude. Of course you're going to start some shit. You just tried to kill him. So they killed the island? Did Mukuro do that, or what?
I would assume Mukuro did that.
Okay, well, he's done it before. Get it? Okay. So, in what I'm watching, it has, you know, subtitles up here for this song, and it pops up with, like, with my love, when my lover sneaks in to see me, and, like, as soon as, like, the lover bit came up, like, the girl from the island popped up. Then the line was still up there, and Jin popped up. Or you can go down further. You dig. No. I made that pretty clear. Then Mukoto goes kill crazy and everyone dies. Like, innocent people, too. Or he blows the ship or something. Oh, yeah. Okay. How did you not see this coming? Like, this specifically. The thing that's happening now, not the past.
It doesn't matter, safe. Because he rode his horse at a cliff.
See, and this has a super yellow filter because it's like a flashback of a flashback. So, like...
Then if Mugen starts having flashbacks here, then it'll be even more yellow?
Yeah, eventually we'll just be watching a yellow screen with subtitles.
Yep.
Not about a racial commentary.
And then eventually you'll just be hearing people saying yellow, yellow, yellow instead of actual words. I never really got the yellow stereotype for Asians either. Like, Asians don't look particularly yellow.
That kind of came out of left field.
What?
I made a comment earlier that you may have missed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Pudge made a comment, you know, with like yellow filters over and over until they're just watching a yellow screen, no racial commentary intended. It was like I was thinking, I have no idea where the hell that stereotype came from. Why is yellow a color associated with Asian people? It makes no sense. Yes, he took the rap for the thing he did.
Well, in response to your thing about the Asian stereotype, I'm not particularly white.
I know. A lot of Asian stereotypes don't make... A lot of stereotypes like color stuff don't make a lot of sense. This is like a screen from Slender or something. Like some kind of creepypasta. Hi, Mugen. How about check to see if he's dead? Bitch, he's not dead. He's Mugen.
No way he's still alive. Meanwhile, earlier you were saying there's no way he would die.
Yeah, I didn't say there was no way he'd be alive. I said, there's no way he'd die. He's fucking Mugen.
Yeah, no, I'm saying foo. She said there's no way he'd die.
Okay.
And there she was saying, no way, he's alive.
Of course he's fucking alive. It's Mugen. Also, you're gonna die. That's like having a nice conversation about wanting to fuck your sister. I heard an explosion. You found the ship that blew up?
That attacked, I think.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I don't know, they're off doing things.
Yeah. Progressing the plot, maybe. And he just came. Oh, Mugen!
So, do you think Fu saw his dick?
Probably.
Just saying, he looks pretty naked.
Yep.
So do you think she glanced, looked away, stared, measured?
Oh, she fucking did science on that thing. Hey girl, how you doing? Wasn't hard.
Jin is pissed.
Yep. Now he's going to cut a bullet. Or not.
Fuck guns.
Yeah.
Stabbed him in the dick. Maybe. Kind of looks
just
like
above.
It. Possibly.
Looks more bladder area.
Yeah, just above the dick. He nicked the base. His sister's evil, isn't she?
Yep.
Okay, then. So she left above his face? He'll probably come back. It's like, you did not just drop my octopus on the floor. Very rain-centric, this anime club.
Jin, now is your chance. This is the only time you can kill him.
That was my kill, damn it! Don't you just hate when someone steals your kills? So now it's up to Mugen. As usual.
Even though he's fucking hobbling...
He'll still kill everyone. He's that awesome. He'll hobble them to death. And I've been manipulating everyone else in my life to compensate for it. Yep. Called it.
She's pretty much a parasite.
Oh, yeah. Hi, people. You're all going to die now.
I'm an airbender and shit.
I'll bend you the fuck over. What's that fucking music? So that's some fucking Buckethead business. Listen to the person slapping the bass.
Got some pretty sick bass, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mugen, don't give a fuck. Let's get that over
with quick.
Listen to that guy go on that bass. She's not worth it.
More that Mugen is a cruel son of a bitch.
Yep. Ending. Just fucking stops.
But also, I guess it never would be worth his time to kill a defenseless woman.
Yeah. Defenseless anyone, really. Unless they actually could fight, possibly. Okay, so yeah, that was episodes. That was 11, 13, and 14.
I must say, I'm really glad we hit episodes 13 and 14 before ending this.
Oh yeah, those were fucking fantastic episodes. You see, that is how you do a character episode.
Yeah, like the character development, the development of the past for Jin was really done in a hokey way, but this was handled.
It was a footnote
well.
Filler episode. It was like, hey, we got this fucker, like he's an asshole. He's here to kill Jin, and oh, by the way, he kills Master. This was all about the character, like his past, his relation to the new characters that were introduced, how like his feelings toward them, and how they related with each other, and everything. It was awesome.
And we get some context for what it means for him to be born on that island.
Yes!
It means that he was on an island that's filled with criminals and people born from criminals. His parents were probably criminals, and he was exiled to that island just because of who his parents were. But
he was raised in violence.
Yes, that's the main thing. He was raised in violence. That's why people fear anyone from that island.
Mm-hmm. And that's why he is who he is. That's why he is one of the, like, bygone age people. Like, the one who just... People like him don't really exist that much anymore. Yeah,
or
so
if
that
they do,
was...
They're all on that fucking island, because they're just shuffled off there.
Yep. Oh, man. Yeah, and I gotta say, the animation for this episode was... It was fantastic. Like, this really showed off their ability, like, just... Like, this episode and, like, the last episode, too, they really showed off their ability to, like, draw great sword combat, even if it is just for, like, half a second.
Yeah, and one thing I find with this series is it does have a much greater respect for how short sword fights are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are a couple times when it obviously throws that out the window, but...
Like when he airbended.
Yeah, even then, though, that was a short sword fight.
Yeah.
Historically speaking, the samurai fights lasted a couple of seconds at most. It was like either your first strike killed the guy or your first strike was blocked and you were killed.
Yeah. On average, they lasted about two moves.
Yeah. And even like in...
It's because with Kenjutsu, the way you block it actually deflects your opponent's sword away, leaving them very vulnerable.
Yeah.
So the way they show blocking in this is totally wrong, but...
Yeah, but like, even with, like, the bigger sword fights, like, with, like, multiple dudes, the fights don't last long. Like any of the big group fights...
For when you see Jin fight, it's all about singling out his opponents, waiting for them to strike, countering, and then hitting them with a strike. Then, while the other people are still focused on him fighting that guy, he's killing them. Whereas with Mugen, he's just so all over the place they can't track him. But yeah, it's over very quickly.
Yeah, it was really great. Like, the animation was just really quick, really fluid, really just snappy, and it looked fantastic. So I guess let's start with episode 11. What do you think of that one?
It's a good episode. It does kind of seem weaker when compared to 13 and 14. I guess it gives us a bit of current character development for Jin, but not a huge amount. We kind of see him do something.
It gives us an idea of who he is.
Yeah. It tells us he's not gay.
Yeah. Those fireflies were wrong.
At the very least, he's bi.
You never know. He'll just be going through his experimental phase. He actually is gay, but he just figures, you know, might as well try a woman. See what it's like. Since I guess he didn't go to college to try to have his experimental years there. But yeah, so episode 11. It was good. I did really like it. These three episodes were really dark.
Like, yeah, all of them. Even like they were visually dark. They were all rainy. It never stopped fucking raining. Yeah, unless it was the past and there was a yellow filter.
Yeah.
Quite literally dripping with pathetic fallacy.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Which I guess I should explain for those who may not know what that literary device means, is when the actual environment of the story reflects the tone of what's going to happen or the characters involved.
Yeah, it's like if everyone's really happy and like the world's really bright and stuff, if everyone's sad, the world looks like shit.
Yeah. Basically, what happened in that episode,
yeah,
in those episodes, is textbook pathetic fallacy.
Yeah, and that is the only thing I remember from high school English. That, and then I love the ending of Romeo and Juliet. I think it was the most hilarious ending ever. So yeah, that was 11. It was good. It did like a nice bit of actually showing that Jin is human.
Yeah, and I do kind of like the part where he's paid for the prostitute. He's in her room, and he's still trying to keep up his facade. I just baffed my mic stand, so sorry about that. He's still trying to keep up his facade. It takes a while to actually break him of it.
Yeah, and she does, it's really nice. Like, but the one thing that kind of held this episode back for me was the constant cutting back to Fu and Mugen doing some comedy relief shit. It just, like, I understand the need to, like, have them in the episode. It just kind of undercut the tone of the entire thing because Jin was out there doing his thing, everything was, like, really washed out and everything. But then with Mugen and Fu, the colors were actually a bit more pronounced than that in their bits. As usually, you know, inside with lights on and stuff. So, it was like literally the exact opposite of the tone of the rest of the episode.
Yeah, I do feel like if you're going to put Beatles sumo wrestling in any episode, that's not really the one it fits in.
Yeah.
Well, I will say it's entertaining to see Mugen training his Beatle.
Yeah, that could
have
been an entire
joke to be made.
That could have been its own episode.
If he did a training regimen more like in Lethal Lunacy.
Yeah. Yeah, like I feel like if they had like split into two episodes, where like one was like the really deep, like introspective bit with Mugen, and like not with Mugen, I mean with Jin and his, you know, and his like relationship developed with this woman. Like that could have been the third episode, and they had their and then like the next episode, it could have been, you know, like the come up after, like the come up after that horrible downfall of just Mugen. There's them walking into town, Mugen finding out about like some underground beetle, like sumo wrestling ring, then him going out finding his beetle, training his beetle, and then, you know, winning so they could actually eat.
So then we get like a proper Samurai Champloo episode with Jin's whole experience, and then we get an episode of Pokemon.
Exactly. With like a hip hop Pokemon remix in there. Because, you know, they could do it.
There's already a Pokemon rap.
Exactly. Just make it more gangsta, yo. Or I guess, like, tone it, like, shift the bit so it would fit the tone of Samurai Champloo. Well, yeah, so Pudge, what do you think of episode 11?
It was certainly, as well, it's actually sort of a filler-ish episode in my book, which I suppose it is, but
yeah,
because really you get almost literally nothing done.
Yeah, and it's never brought up again.
Yeah. But yeah, it's certainly an entertaining episode.
Yeah. It was filler, but it was good filler.
Mm-hmm.
As a note, yes, this series has like 5 episodes that aren't filler, and we've watched 3 of them.
Okay, so then I guess let's move on to Misguided Miscreants, episodes 13 and 14. So, Pudge, let's start with you. What do you think of these episodes?
These ones were actually really good. I, like, there was their whole thing about the sword fighting and whatnot, but that we had earlier, which also applies here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's always nice to get a good look into the characters that you're watching.
Yeah.
Especially when you get a 2-episode spread for looking into what exactly happened in their past and whatnot. And I'm a huge fan of the story episodes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the story episodes are usually done really well.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, I didn't notice this on my first watch through or anything, but because it was like years ago when I was like idiot teenager.
Yeah. Like you're like, oh man, sword fighting, awesome.
Yeah, cool. But there's, I mean, this isn't super spoilery, but the end of episode 14 is actually, it's an interesting benchmark because it's roughly halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you count the 2 episodes there as one, it would be episode 13.
Yeah, and the series is 26 episodes long.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's just, that happens in the center of the series, and minor spoilers, the series ends in a very similar fashion.
Cool.
So I just noticed that, and for the first time now, I was like, oh, that's cool. And it's very much shot the same way, despite the fact, you know, it's not shot per se, but, you know, you get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The imaginary camera uses very similar techniques.
Yeah, very similar techniques and angles to show certain shots towards the end of the last couple episodes.
Okay, then.
Which is really cool, and I like when things do that. Of course, naturally, it takes a couple watches to notice those things.
Yeah. But hey, it's what we're here for.
Hooray!
So, yeah. I really liked this episode. I really liked this story. And one of the things that I actually did really like was the fact that while it did delve into a bit more like into Mugen's backstory and stuff, it didn't give too much away. Like it gave us a good idea of, you know, the kind of environment he grew up in, his relationship with Mukuro, but it didn't give us like an exorbitant amount of backstory about him. So there's still something there. So there's still some things there that we're not entirely sure of. Anything that it did give us, like the bit with him, like walking through the forest when he first met, what's her tits? I don't remember her name.
Neither do I.
Pudge?
Nope.
So we're just going to call her Parasite?
Yeah, something K and a Z is in there somewhere. Leech.
Yeah. But yeah, so, like in the forest when he first meets Leech. Like, what's the story there? Because, is the story that he was shot by Mukuro because he's, like, walking through the forest covered in blood and then he, like, has that bullet wound in his shoulder or something? He's, like, bleeding profusely from the shoulder?
I think he was just injured, and I'm pretty sure that's when they first meet.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, I think he was just injured and the girl nurses him back to health and Mukuro's her brother.
Okay, see, yeah, that's a bit of a cool thing, like, We don't have any context of why he's in that fight, like where he is or anything. It just kind of like gives us a like benchmark of what life on that island is like.
Yeah, it all really gave us information that was relevant in that way.
Yeah, but you know, that was good because you know, no context or anything, it just set up, you know, hey, life here's kind of fucked. And then, you know, you meet Leech. Who is presumed, like, at that point seems like, you know, kind of a small beacon of light within this horrible mess of shit and pain. But they eventually learn that, no, she's horrible too.
Which I'm pretty sure cool. That island has not produced a single good human being.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, still, it was... Like, the way they set her up, like when they were first like going through all this stuff before we learned that she was just a horrible, horrible person. She actually did seem, you know, like a good person. But then they see her, like, actually have... But then it's, like, see her be the person that she turns out to be. It does show, like, a different side of the island where even if you aren't, like, one of the horrible, violent people, you're still a horrible person.
Yep.
Yeah, and I actually have to say, so just that animation, the animation done on Mugen just walking, like just hobbling about, that was fucking fantastic. It looked fucking amazing.
And I must say that scene where he kills the one dude,
yeah,
right at the end there when he hobbles up and kills him, that for me is one of the most memorable scenes of this series. There's like. All of them involve Mugen for me.
Of course.
Most memorable scenes. For me, there's when he uses the airbending thing in Lethal Lunacy, that scene, and one of his sword fights in the last couple episodes.
Which we'll get to.
Because that's what introduced me to the series.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is definitely among my most memorable scenes of the entire series.
Yeah, but one thing I would have liked to see. This is just like a thing that would have been cool to see, but it doesn't actually like bring down my opinion of these episodes at all. I would have liked to see, like, in the fight of gun versus sword. I would have liked to see Jin like deflect a bullet with the sword.
Well, that would be cool.
It would have been less realistic
than even this series gets.
It would have been less realistic, but it would have been a nice callback because there was. Because this episode, it actually set up like a thing similar to a movie that I heard about a while ago. I think it was like Yojimbo or something. Or it was like this really old, like classic style of movie where it was like a samurai walks into town that's like so horrible and there's like a gang ruling it and the leader of the gang has a gun. And so there's just this one samurai fighting, you know, a group of samurai with plus a guy with a gun. Which is kind of like a bit of a parallel with this episode where it's, you know, Mugen up against like the gang and the leader of the gang has a gun. It's kind of a thing there. But it would have been like a nice callback to that. Because in that movie, the samurai deflects a bullet with his sword. And the guy was also using a revolver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was like like the guy who, when the guy flicked the bullet, it wasn't exactly like a, you know, full like hopped up thing of just, it's like, hey, I'm gonna flick this bullet and like whoong type of thing. It was he dodged a few bullets and then, you know, a bullet came at him. He just held the sword the right way and the bullet bounced off and then he just slashed the guy. Like the entire thing lasted like seconds. And it would have been nice if that had, would have been kind of cool if that had happened in this episode, but it didn't. I understand why, but it would have been cool to see.
Yeah, I like the way that happened, and I also kind of like the, Jin is a very straightforward and proper technique kind of guy. The way he kills that guy is not very proper.
No.
It's brutal.
Yeah, just fucking slashes the guy, then the guy like goes for his gun. Jin just swings right behind him and just like guts him.
And that really shows something about how Jin feels towards Mugen.
Yeah.
The whole sort of cliche, we hate each other, but really we have a bromance going on.
Yeah. It's a love, it's a bro-hate relationship. T-shirt. But yeah, so these episodes were a great bit to end the first bit of Samurai Champloo on. They were really great episodes, really dark episodes. But yeah, I really did enjoy these episodes. They were really great. Probably the best so far in terms of like actual, like while I did enjoy like the previous two episodes, like 9 and 10 with their whole drug out thing and just airbending. These, I feel like, were the best episodes in terms of representing what Samurai Champloo, like, as a whole might be.
Yeah, absolutely. They are some of my favorite episodes of the entire series. They have the good sword fighting, they have good characterization, good story, and the animation is great. And like I said, contains one of the most memorable scenes in the entire series. So, yeah, yeah, they do speak very well for what the series is, or at least what the series should be.
Yeah. Pudge? Sorry, it sounded like you were starting to say something before Bo-Yuan went on his thing.
No.
Oh.
I wasn't aware I even made any noise.
Oh. Okay, then.
I was researching revolvers.
Yeah, and I actually had looked this up. Like it was just on like the basic Samurai Champloo Wikipedia page. I'm just gonna pull it up now, actually. Yeah, it was. It actually was on here. For instance, the appearance of a six shooter in the episode of Misguided Miscreants Part 1 suggests the story takes place after 1814, which is when that style of weapon was first invented. Yet in the episode Stranger Searching, it is explicitly stated that trade relationships between Japan and the Dutch East India Trading Company exist, with the latter of which went defunct in 1798.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Jin killed the actual inventor of the revolver.
What would have been all right is if they used a turret revolver, which is pretty much the predecessor to the revolver. I don't know exactly how long it was around, but it was around a lot longer. So it's basically more front and load musket style of a revolver where you've probably seen it. If you've played Clue, it's the gun you get in that. It's a bunch of barrels, not just chambers behind a barrel, and each one of them's loaded in. Yes, it rotates, but it rotates an entire barrel. Once again, I don't know exactly when those were invented, but I believe it was probably early enough.
Yeah. I'm looking into this now, and I cannot find anything.
Flintlock revolver was invented by Elisha Collier in 1814. And the one that he has, from what I can understand, was probably not around until 1836, judging by the stuff I'm using from Wikipedia.
Okay.
Okay.
So
a flintlock revolver would be a turret revolver, so
yeah.
Shows how valid my point was.
Yeah, so fuck time.
No, Jin just killed the actual inventor of the percussion cap revolver.
Then who is the guy
and
who made
percussion cap bullets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think he made those himself?
Well, you never see any of the bullets. He could just be using pellets.
He could like actually not fire anything, and people just die out of shock. That would be hilarious if it turns out that like a Muko, he didn't actually have bullets. He just fired, people were so scared they just had heart attacks, they hadn't seen a gun before. It's like, oh no, something new, I don't know. Oh, loud noise, oh, I'm dead. You know, we are creating a very bizarre world.
It's actually an earthbending gun.
that's an airbending gun. It just fires air. That's what those monks base their technique on. The guns.
Katana Gatari, that's all.
Okay. All of Mugen was a sword. That would be insane. So yeah. Thank you for joining us for this, for the first half of Samurai Champloo. Actually, since this was the first half, let's give overall feelings of what we think of the series so far. Pudge?
I need time to think of these things. Why do you come to me first?
Because I hardly say anything in these parts. Or the commentaries.
Well, I don't say anything unless I have something to say.
Make more jokes, damn it.
That makes sense to me. But anyway, it's certainly an entertaining show. There are certain parts that, you know, aren't necessarily as awesome as I remember, and certain parts that speak to me in much different ways than they did when I was younger when I first watched it.
Yeah.
So, you know, all in all, it's pretty much the same, just in different ways. If you get my meaning.
Okay, then.
So yeah, it's good. If you've been listening without watching the show along with us,
he's wrong.
I suggest you go out and watch the show.
Yes, quite.
You know, you should probably do it without us talking over it first.
Yes, and then do it without us talking over it. That way it'll make it much worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Bobby?
Yeah, I definitely like the series. I would say for a full watch through, it's only really worth your time the first time. Because a lot of the episodes are lower in quality and don't really fit anywhere in the series. Mm-hmm. But there are going to be some episodes that you like that you'll want to go back to more than once. So for select episodes, it's worth repeat watching. For every episode, go for the first watch through.
And for me, since this is the first time I'm watching it, I have been enjoying it. It's had its missteps. Like, some grand missteps in terms of, like, animation, story stuff. Like, just, there's overall episode arcs with some things, but overall, it's been a pretty good series with some really great animation. The characters are real fun. Like, even Jin, he could be pretty fun at times in terms of, like, just him being the straight man to everything. Mugen is fucking fantastic. Fu is annoying as balls. She should just be replaced with Momo.
I have to quickly interject here with Leech. I was kind of happy to finally see a character who's more pathetic than Fu.
Okay. Yeah, that's nice. But yeah, anyway. Yeah, so Fu, she is like, while the story like is kind of her story, she does basically nothing for it so far. Like, aside from rolling dice and falling in love with someone who kidnapped her, she's done nothing. But yeah, this overall, the series is very good. I do like it. It has its problems, but what series doesn't? So, yeah, for the first half, I would definitely check it out if you haven't yet. If you're listening to this, then you probably have, hopefully. But yeah. So, that was the first half of Samurai Champloo and the first part in our cycle of the new anime club. Please listen to what you guys thought of it.
Format.
Yeah, it's a good format.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so please let us know what you guys think of the series, like as a whole so far, in the comments to this or in the forums. And let us know what you think of the new format. So, next week, we'll be jumping into a new anime series. We'll be taking a look at Angel Beats. Oh, Angel Beats.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're going to get an emotional response out of Bovi yet.
Yes. Expect some of us to have tears by the time this is over.
I'll let you know now, Pudge. If I do cry, it'll be a quiet cry, so none of you will ever know.
Yeah. It'll be like the sexy cry, just one tear down the side of the face with no emotion shown.
That's all I can manage.
Well, I'd be shocked if there were parts in this show, though. If when everybody just goes, it just goes dead quiet when stuff's going on.
Yeah, I'll try to make jokes, but then eventually just tear up too much. So yeah, tune in next week for that. And be sure to check out the site every day. We're posting something, be it news. Maybe it news, possibly reviews of stuff, videos, other podcasts and commentaries. And yeah, so until next week with Angel Beats, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi Wan.
And I'm Budgetron.
We'll see you guys next time.